Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale. All right, we return once again to the village of Blackridge, which seems to be stuck in time, a time shortly before its fiery demise. As we last left our heroes, they had repeated yet another time loop, and this time they had made it all the way to the top of the tower and spoke with some of the occupants there. And once again, after that, we'll just call it discussion, broke down and ended in fire and death. They have once again found themselves out at the edge of the village at the event horizon, looking inward. But this time they have a plan.
Do what? We? I mean, honestly, do we?
Oh, don't. I was just...
I will get the plum pie.
So, once again, you briskly head into the village. Head towards
running?
The village square.
Running. As fast as we can.
Once again, the farmer Rex looks at you and says, hey ho, neighbors, and you run past him.
Hello.
Screaming that they're out in the so-and-so field.
Telling him where his sheep may be found, you rush off to his farmhouse, where his wife has just then placed her plum pie on the seal to cool down, and the dwarf, with his iron-forged, his forged-tempered hands, grabs the hot pie and runs towards the tower. The rest of you sort of run ahead of him and swing around back to the large pile of dragon guano, which is, and so pretty, with the exception of course, Dane making a quick stop by and snagging the bucket from the village girl, Hala, who's headed to the watering well, and tossing her some coins as he runs off to catch up to get an extra bucket of dragon guano for Corgan. Not for Corgan?
No, for whoever's presenting the pie.
For Balor, who's...
Balor, yes.
For Balor.
Balor's getting the pie.
By the time you guys return with your stinking of dragon guano and your bucket of guano, Gorm is sitting there on the doorstep eating his pie. He waves you on as he continues eating the plum pie. You dash on in, give Balor his bucket. The rest of you start the long flight of running up the stairs, covered in shit. You reach the lab.
Yeah, one level below.
One level below.
I stop to give Siggy one of my cloth-wrapped arrows for dipping in oil and lighting on fire.
Okay. Interesting.
As I hand the arrow to Siggy, he's like, are we committed to this?
If we fail in this endeavor, I'm sure we'll have infinite numbers of others to try and hone our plan.
And this discussion happens in the lab of Kato, the... Okay. Here he is.
Be ready. Spark the fire.
So you're lighting the fire. You're lighting the arrows before you, and you dash up the last few flights of stairs, and you dash to room. You enter a large chamber at the top of the tower. It is filled with all sorts of books and boxes and other strange objects. On the floor is the old man lies, who you know at this time to be Cato the Curious, because you can tell by his long wizard robes and so forth. And next to him sits a naked creature whose skin glows like the sun. It's so bright it's almost hard to look at him. The creature's eyes are empty, and their black sockets are filled with sulfurous smoke that bellows from them. The man on the floor crawls slowly towards a letter lying in front of him, not far from a crackling fireplace in the far corner. When he sees you, he points the letter. Burn in the contract. Throw it into the fire, he says, with his gasping breath. The other creature smiles. Nice of you to drop in. I seen you came a little bit prepared this time. Whom do we have the honor of speaking to? So once again, the demon is sitting there, shining like the sun, looking upon you with his benevolent smile. Well, as benevolent as demons
benevolent?
Can, yep. As benevolent as demons can be.
So you're dealing the cards?
Yeah,
we're just doing cards. Action?
Yeah. So we're just going to go into attack mode. Is that what it is?
We'll try that. Why okay. not? That's what's the plan.
I don't think we had any other
we did
plan.
Not.
Like no one wants we to be beholden to the demon. Well, I don't want to be beholden to the demon.
He did last time offer you the option of simply just letting you take the statuette and escape the time bubble, as long as you understand that you will owe him a favor to call upon at some point in time.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid that.
All right, so here we go. Matt?
Eight. Fuck.
Eight.
Woohoo! Need a one.
Tim?
Three. Still need a one.
What was my number? I missed it.
Three.
Thank you.
Sean?
Two.
Okay, that's good.
Tier?
Five.
Got one more.
We have two more.
Two more?
Nathan?
Oh, fuck.
Chris?
Yes!
Jesus.
One.
We got one okay. and two.
Whoa. Corinne?
And three.
Okay.
And all the rest belongs to the other. So, the immediate action is to attack the demon.
That wasn't the plan.
Yeah. My immediate action is to attack the contract.
What's the initiative of the contract?
With the flaming arrow.
Yes. The initiative of the contract is zero. It slides oh, shit. Away.
Nope.
All right, so your first action is to fire an arrow at the contract.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I missed.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit. How do you miss a fucking letter?
I got a 19.
Bullshit.
You suck. You absolutely suck my fucking balls right now.
Understand that. Just you fire the arrow at the contract.
All this fucking missed. Prep and you throw a 19 now?
Who's got two?
The Baylor.
Switch.
No, Baylor's going to get the... Oh, he's eating the pie. Right. No, he's. I switched my initiative with Dane.
Really, he's okay. not pushing the roll?
I mean, I'll push the roll.
Oh, well, say, you only miss on a 19 and 20.
You don't have to.
All right.
Understand, it's up to you. Gentlemen.
I'm going to push the roll.
Yeah.
Because there has not been any dialogue started with the demon and you fired the arrow, he has not stopped the time of flow like he had before.
Oh. Yeah, I'll definitely push it. Oh, that a two, much better.
Yes.
The arrow strikes the contract. The contract is on fire. Cato noticeably rattles on the floor. Dane.
Yes.
You're two.
No, I'm not. It's Baylor or Sue.
Oh, Baylor, you're two.
Sorry. I switch my initiative with Dane.
Okay, so Dane, you're two.
Okay. Well, Dane's got another flaming arrow, and he is like, We don't make deals with demons. Sorry.
Yet.
One. Dragon. And I fire the arrow.
There's a... As it flows, as it goes completely up. The smile disappears from the demon's face.
Oh, really?
No, you made him angry.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Quiverwing.
Yeah.
You are next at 3.
Yep, both barrels.
Give him the double duck.
I'm just checking to see if I have to roll for each one separately or not. It's just one attack roll when I use...
I think it's just one attack roll. Just adding.
Yeah, I think it is. Sorry. All right, I'll just roll it.
3.
Okay.
Which hits by 15. He can dodge either or both if he has two dodges. Or did he already try to dodge what Tyr did?
Nope.
Yeah.
Because they were shooting at a piece of paper.
They were shooting at the piece of paper and not at him.
No, Tyr was shooting at him.
No, I shot at the paper. I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's...
Yeah, Quiverwing's got to be like, why do they hate the paper?
No, I get it. I get it. Paper has value.
Stay away from the paper, guys. He hates the paper. Anybody?
I think he will attempt to evade.
Okay.
Sugar. It was an attempt.
All right.
It wasn't a successful one, but it was an attempt nonetheless.
So, just so you guys know, I mean, he's pretty much spent after he does this. Just for clarity.
We're all pretty much toast if this doesn't work, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so it's 48 plus 4d6.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's a lot of damage.
D8.
You could roll 46. A 1 on all of those and kill Karen.
Why are you saying that?
Why are you saying that?
Literally incinerated last time.
Right.
Do the 48s. I almost max damage on that. 28.
Almost max damage.
It doesn't bode well.
Oh, see, this is where I make up for it. Only another 12. So 28 only plus 12 is 40 points.
40? 40?
40, 40, 40 0 points
electro.
40 0?
Jesus Christ.
Yes. 0 points?
Yes. Wizard's you okay. Want to know how much Kato takes? Or the paper?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I like to know.
Sure, I don't think it will matter for Kato.
Okay.
But the lightning bolt, basically, the bolts fly from your hands.
Oh, wait a second. Are we indoors?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh. I collapse.
You collapse?
I collapse.
Okay. The
bolts I look very, very weak. Sorry.
Okay. The bolts of lightning strike is... across his golden skin, marring it only for seconds as it sort of pulses through his body and he shakes violently, screaming in agony, and then it subsides.
He's still up!
What?
Oh, it's his turn.
Well, it's not
There's
my
a
turn.
Limp duck in the corner.
About to be less than a limp duck.
See what it'll do. Brains.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a... Oh, wow. Yeah, never mind. Just give me a will roll, please.
Will?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm pretty... Ooh, that's not good. You can't push those, right? I got a demon on the will roll.
The resistant roll?
Yeah. You got a demon?
No, you cannot push those.
No.
Yes, okay. Well, Brains roars in anger and anticipation as his eyes sink into his head and black sulfurous smoke comes spewing out of them. Okay, you are now possessed. I'll tell you what to do on your turn.
No, I don't have to. I know what to do.
Yeah, okay, good.
I forgot
it's Nathan. He knows what to do. All right, and that is for that particular action. All right, Balor, you are next.
Balor, start crying and just go into the corner.
It's a round tower. There are no quarters.
stupid round walls. Balor will attack the demon. He is going to use Unforgiving, which he can activate this ability when attacking someone who has harmed you in the past, at least 1 point of damage, and get a boon to the roll.
I haven't harmed you.
Oh, yes, you have. You possessed me, you fuck.
All of this is the past.
And Dragon Slayer. Is Tactane bad? Is he considered a monster? Or not what? Not a normal NPC?
Yeah, he's considered a monster. Normal,
deals an additional D8 of damage.
Mm.
I activate this ability after I roll the hit, but before you roll your damage.
Okay.
So that's going to be 6 points. And I get a boon on the roll and get two dice. And roll. And I roll a 5. That'll be using the longsword, 2d8. Well, either way, I would hit. I rolled a 15, the minimum.
He'll evade.
That's good, though. It's eating up his actions.
I don't think I want that.
You're going to get it next time, fucker.
I got in before.
Oh, I'm going to kill your ass. You're hurting my friends.
I'm going to kill you dead.
I'm going to... Yes.
We're going to keep restarting this, and eventually I'm going to take your head.
That is a fun proposal. It's so very nice for you to be playing the game this time.
I am better than you. I am Baylor Banefire. My essence is far superior, you minor demon. Well, that's my disadvantage getting the better of me.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah,
I'm going to sleep outside.
He does make an attempt to. He does evade you.
Son of a bitch.
Brains.
That would have been some good damage.
Who can you hit?
How dare you attack him, Mallard?
I am not a... you're going after him. Okay.
Yeah, I hit Quirrwing with my hammer.
Oh, the demon, was it called?
Can I evade? So I haven't done anything but cast a spell.
That's something.
That's an action. Okay. Unless you have a heroic feat that allows you to...
I don't. I will take your damage. You some bitch.
You can tell he's obviously possessed.
Oh, well, will very, very poorly.
You literally have fiend crush.
No, but he's not really a fiend, so.
You motherfucker, that should be my hammer.
Ooh. I am both weak and bloody. You're welcome.
Okay. His turn again.
A glancing blow.
He did lose a turn, didn't he?
Ooh. You don't know how many actions I have, do you?
He could still have another one.
Almost got you. Okay.
So... he stretches his hand out towards you, Balor.
I evade. I can't.
I'm afraid you can't. And just opens his fingers, and there's a tremendous force that slams you against the wall. Doing...
Yeah, I get to make a roll of any sort?
Probably no.
He's using the force.
I don't believe in the force. Oop, I do now.
Oh, wow. I guess that makes me the bad guy, since I'm the one with the lightning. And you then take, he's the one using the force. Right.
Doing 12 points, knocking you back 12 meters, but you don't really have that far to go. So, unfortunately, you just hit the wall.
How much damage do I take?
So, you take about 8 points of damage from the impact.
Okay. Fill up. Oh! That's the best you can do.
And you land proned. So
Fuck.
I'm looking at the character sheet, and there's a thing that says there's two little checkoff boxes, stretch rest and round rest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you take a round in combat to rest?
No, you cannot do that.
What is that?
That's for... it's probably something that happens. It's basically the amount of time is a round. So basically...
No.
Can you take a
quick rest that lasts a single round?
Yeah, in combat, like. I can take a round and get 2d6 willpower back.
Yeah, that does sound... I hate that, but yes.
That's only for willpower, that's not for hit points, right?
Yeah, not for hit points, you can't.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Basically, in truth, Quivering, Tim's character, could return and burn it all for the sake of the Crawdy next time.
Right.
I think you should give it all. I think it should be consumed.
It's entirely possible.
Or you could make a deal. Well, I think it's late. We'll see. All right, so that's that attack. And there's eight.
That's me. I think I'm eight.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see how this goes. For the first time in the game, the fighter will swing a weapon. Darg will like pull the big piece tree off his back and swing it at the demon. And I got a 14 and a skill of 15. So I guess that's a hit. If he doesn't, well, yeah. Well, so,
give me
a
second. I'm
hit.
Looking over what I want to do to you. If I want to save it to that and say burn with curse and dreaded. You know what? You can't do that much damage. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I connect with that. So I just want to understand. I do the weapon damage, and then I do the damage that's for my strength, right?
Yep.
Okay. The weapon damage does 15. It's 2d10. So I do 15 points.
Really?
And Jesus. Then...
Okay, maybe I was mistaken.
I get... whoops. Oh, I read this wrong, so I'm going to re-roll. Oh. No, that's correct. That's correct. Oh, I looked at my strength damage. I thought it was 4d6. It's d6. So I rolled 4d6. So,
that doesn't
help. Oh, my God. I'm so glad 1D6. We're here for Matt's first week playing role-playing games.
Sorry. Well, I just misread it. So sorry. So, okay. So one extra point for my... So a total of 16 points of bludgeoning damage. Ooh. I don't even know if it hurts him or...
That seemed to have caught him pretty good. Not happy. That's his turn again.
Hate that.
He will, as he smiles at you, grab you.
Oh, Darg. God.
His hands.
Oh, codpiece.
His hands go from that. It's like that golden sun that's shining. It literally feels like the surface of hot coals burning into your very flesh as they sizzle. And he goes, I just want to hold you for a moment. He will do 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage? Holy shit.
Do you feel it in your bones? Don't worry, I'll get to them soon enough.
Oh.
Corinne, I think I'll sing.
Wait.
Play a song.
So hold on. I have 15 hit points.
Mm-hmm. So you have armor though, right?
Oh, I do. Right.
So yeah, so there you go.
Do I add the helmet with the armor?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's one and two, right? So it's three.
No, I forgot about my armor.
That is math, yeah.
So
the math's right. Working.
So I have 3 hit points.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right. I haven't done any fighting.
All right. Let's see. Brains is possessed. Dane is still has... Okay, there's 2 combatants which are still good to go. Well, 3, 4. Throw it. Okay, there's enough people up. She's going to sing, all right? I think I'm going to go for a
dirge.
A pick-me-up song to give everybody a
like, pick-me-up and slam me into a wall?
Wake me up inside. To give everybody a little boost to their rolls so they can hopefully... Because I don't think I can affect his in the same way.
We will...
So I will...
rock you.
Yes. Do that. I will try and give everyone... I'll sing the song. I'll just spin the... Okay, and she will succeed and she begins her song that will give everybody... I'm forgetting the word.
A boon?
A boon on their rolls.
Thanks.
And let's shuffle and begin again. All right. Balor.
7.
7.
L.
Quivering.
Six.
No, it's a nine.
I was like, that's not a six. I'm sorry. Dane.
Four.
Somebody go first.
Oh, I forgot about you, Darg. Darg.
One.
Well, shit.
Siggy.
Ouch. Oh. Ow.
I'll trade with you.
Kryn.
Eights.
And now for the other team. Brains.
Brains.
And all the others.
So did anybody get two from our team?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, someone got it.
I'll trade with the boss.
I'll trade with the demon.
Right.
I'll trade with
him. I don't even know if we...
I mean...
I think you can do that.
I don't see how that would work.
I don't know. I just,
I mean, I could see it if you were trading with them and if they were lower in initiative.
Yeah, if they're lower,
because that would be like, that would be effectively kind of like holding your action.
Yeah, you could go lower than them.
Right, but I can't see you trading up with an enemy.
No.
Unless you had like some kind of feat that allowed you to do that.
No, you can only
trade
with someone.
I can get an attack off, guys, but they're gonna take me out. I mean, I've got nothing left, so...
Wait, who got one?
You have no choice. One. Go, Dog, go!
You can trade with...
You can trade with a team member, though.
Yeah, either me or
I
Dane.
Can, but does anybody have anything amazing that they can do besides... I mean, I'm going to club them.
I got a magic sword, but it's a question of whether or not I can hit with it.
I can do possibly as much damage as you do hitting with arrows. Possibly.
And you have a higher skill than me. What'd you get, Chris?
I got a 10.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What do you guys think?
What would
Dark do?
Yeah, Dark's just gonna swing. He's pissed. And I have a boon, right?
Yes.
You do have a boon.
I can roll two dice. Okay, that's gonna be helpful. Is. I rolled two fours, so I'll take a four.
Okay, he will let you go and attempt to evade, because this is not something he can afford to take right now. Not having a great day. Ew. Okay, well, you hit.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. This guy's evade, like, three?
no, I just rolled really much less damage high. This time. only 9 points this time.
Ah! So, Doug... In a desperate action to try and end your terrible looping fate, you swing with your tree, Darg. Crashing into lanes is. A demon explodes in golden light. A cloud of black sulfur fills the air, blinding everyone, and suddenly dissipates almost as quickly as it erupted. And you find yourselves covered in shit, wounded, burnt, and hurt among a pile of ruins that has been there perhaps hundreds and hundreds of years in a burned-out valley, overgrown with weeds and a few surviving trees that have returned in the intervening years since the original destruction.
Hi, we're taking a quick mid-roll break to let you know that our friend and fellow cast member Tony Cupo has a new movie out on Amazon that he produced. It's called Magic Hour, and here's a little clip.
This is Creighton Stonewall Jr., still here, still speaking. Because when the world ends, someone ought to sign off properly.
When the skies burn and society unravels like a cheap necktie, I remain composed, centered, moisturized, bringing you one final cultural recommendation. It's called Magic Hour. A film, a statement, a love letter to the chaos crafted by writer and director Alan Matz, a man who, like myself, understands the elegance of disaster. Magic Hour follows Max and Vicky, two lovers torn apart on the eve of the apocalypse. Over one delirious, dangerous night, they fight to reunite through the smoke, the madness, and the worst parts of humanity. It's dark, it's funny, It's unexpectedly romantic. It's the most accurate depiction of my commute to work. You can find Magic Hour, and you should, on Amazon. Because when all is lost, storytelling remains. Especially good storytelling and cheekbones. This is Creighton Stonewall Jr., the last broadcaster, the last gentleman, signing off stylishly as the curtains fall.
Holy crap! Are we all alive?
He's cast invisibility. An illusion.
No, it's real. We're good.
I attack Quiverwing.
And Darg, you hear something in your ear. I will always remember you.
Yeah, Darg goes, he's invisible.
No.
He's like so swinging Malcolm around at the air.
Baylor will go to where that piece of the statuette where he's found was at. Well,
I'm going to go check on Quiverwing.
You guys were in a 50-foot tower, and you are now just standing in a pile of rubble. You'll need to do some searching.
I'm going to check on Quiverwing first.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Quiverwing,
I only have about 4 hit points.
Okay, everybody's up. Wait a minute.
So more than Darg.
Brains, are you okay?
You tried to kill Quiverwing.
Yes.
Oh, you almost killed Quiverwing.
And you hear your voice. Okay. Yes, you did. He's most definitely dead. He's gone forever. You'll never see him again.
It's just us now. No, just me and you.
Just me and you. Them two.
Uh-oh.
Well, that was a thing.
We did it.
So wait a second, hold on. Does Brain hear that in his head? Is that what you said?
That's what Brain hears. You do see two figures approaching.
Oh, shit. They're free. The others.
I'm going to get Quiverwing back up on his feet.
I'm going to look for the statuette.
Okay. I'm going to watch the incoming.
Why don't you give me a spot hidden?
I thought we had the statuette.
No, the previous time run you did. You can give me a spot hidden for those searching.
I'm going to roll for it.
Yep.
Does Quiverwing need assistance or no? All right, then I'll search too.
I'll roll with 3.
I'm going to take a round rest.
And since I got to help, I'll roll.
I rolled a 1.
Yep.
My second one of the game.
Well, we got two.
So those searching, you find the statuette and a number of other treasures which manage to survive the dragon blast in a small metal trunk and various boxes and so forth that you have recovered. Plus, of course, the scroll that you have on yourself. Well, Darg, you had the map on you, didn't you?
Why would Darg have the map?
Who had the map? I can't remember.
I thought it was
Dane. Oh, Bane. Okay. Oh, Brain did. Okay, yes, there you go. You did, Brain. So you're fine.
Darg knew the map.
The two figures approaching. They're not approaching together. They're kind of approaching sort of at angles towards you. It's Oka and Thorindel.
I told you. I start yelling at them. I told you we could get out of here. But did you listen to Bale or Banefire? No.
Uka. Despite our little short romance, Balor.
We had a short romance?
Besides our dalliance.
Do you not remember that, Luke?
Besides my dalliance with you, yes, Balor, and Darg.
It was a good time. We did the devil's triangle.
The statuette.
It's gone. It was destroyed.
That is not possible. It is able to survive time in Moriel.
I will try
and I
know
this to
them.
Be true. Neither you nor the orc bitch will have it. It is for my lord, Saffron.
If it's indestructible, how come it's fractured into pieces?
Defeat us.
Just
let it go.
That was done on purpose. God, it's like you break it on purpose. You have to go doing searching things.
These two known to be violent?
Oh, yes. They were pretty much broken down people before, stuck in the time bubble for years.
You have been given
a boom. Kind of like, they now realize that, one, the curse has been broken. And that the statuette must be the tower, and that's where they're headed for. They see you guys emerging.
I'll try to talk them out of it, Malcolm.
Why don't you give me a persuasion?
I don't know if it's. I think it's Ruffing? Persuasion.
You're
actually.
Bullish with them?
No, I'm gonna persuade him.
Okay.
And Beller's gonna let me roll first. Okay, roll.
And they're not together, obviously. Oh. Even their relationship, like yours, did fail. So you know.
Son of a bitch. Oh well. It was worth a shot.
How close are they together?
What'd you roll?
They're I failed by one.
Said, they're coming.
Persuasion from six and I rolled a seven.
Opposite direction. You know,
your persuasion is six and you tried to.
Yeah.
Your persuasion is.
Why not?
You know what? It feels like I'm watching a Canadian breakdancer. You go for it. I mean, an Australian breakdancer. You've just got gumption no matter what.
Why not? So I could roll for that skill later. Anyway, I go, please, please, think. You have a new start. You would throw away your lives away now because you will die here horribly.
Okay. Initiative.
Yep. Go ahead, roll. Go ahead, pull.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want credit for the fact that I did a round rest while all that was happening.
I am not even recognizing that because I'm just going to be. Yeah, I recognize you. You did a round rest.
Thank you. Because I need that.
I know what you are doing.
I need this for me.
All right. Balor.
Yes.
Two.
Yes. Two.
Quivering.
Okay.
Five.
Darg.
Nine.
Dane.
Seven.
Brains. Kryn.
One.
I will switch with Siggy.
No, sing us a song, Piano Man. Make all of us better.
Ew.
Since you're a halfling, you can sing us half of a song.
Yeah, she'll go. She'll stay there then. And for them, for Uka and Thorindel.
You could sing to Bane them.
She will sing to Bane them.
Have fun.
And succeed as far as they're thinking. Okay. That is her action. And then we'll start with Balor.
Okay. Balor.
Balor is to be smudged.
Balor is a little hurt, but he's going to go in fighting. So Balor's going to go and take a swing at the male. And you fool.
The spindly guy who's all weak and...
Yeah, he's the one that said he wanted to fight me, so I'm going to go in. You fool! Now feel the steel of my blade! And a two to hit.
Oh god, I better try and evade that. I will succeed.
God damn it! Be nice to hit something.
Did he roll twice?
Oh, crap. No, he did not.
That's right, that's right.
Yes, he will succeed both times.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you.
Nice try, man.
Thank you for reminding me.
All right, who's up next?
They are. Three and four.
Got Blue Falcon.
Well, he went on three, so he
evaded.
He evaded, and then she will... Ooh, Darg, or no, or I don't want to... no.
Now, keep in mind, Darg still has 3 hit points.
Darg has 3 hit points, but...
but they made love.
But she did date. They did have a thing, so she's not going to attack Darg.
Yeah, and Balor, too, so...
Yeah, so she's going to definitely go after the Mallard, because, you know...
Fuck dead ducks.
She's like, you know... Those, you know, yeah.
I sense a little bit of duck racism.
No, she thinks they're more... Sadly, she's just putting the thing. He's like, he's probably the guy who probably has a statuette because he seems like the smart one. So I'll kill him and get it from him. She doesn't know your party other than what she recalls from the days before, which is basically some parts of it. Like, you know, he's the one who spoke the least, you know, and the elf could be smart too, but you know, she That's can't funny. Reach him, reach the elf fast enough, but she can probably definitely eat the mage. So she'll Fair. Swing and try and kill you.
Okay, good luck.
Using her scimitar. And a bane.
Fancy.
Oh, god damn it.
Apparently fails.
Well, because of the song of dirge and missing and misgiving, she misses as a scimitar slices the air above your hat.
Great.
Quivering.
They're not close enough to each other to...
No. Right. She's advanced on you, and he has been... He did not actually, he didn't walk all the way up to you. He sort of was from a distance getting his staff ready when Balor charged him.
Okay. I'm going to do something I hardly ever do. I'm going to smack her with a staff.
That'll be 10d6 damage.
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, I'm just like,
oh.
The staff is actually a howitzer.
I did actually roll a dragon.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well,
what is that? So is there a table?
There is a definitely an effect for striking someone.
Is that a d20 as well?
You can roll double the amount of damage dice for the weapon's damage before adding any attack damage bonus and other bonuses. You can immediately perform a second attack against another enemy as a free action, or armor has no effect against the attack.
Hmm. Does she look like she's...
She's wearing chainmail.
Okay. I'll do double damage.
Okay.
Do I add my strength bonus?
After you roll the double amount of dice, then you add the damage.
Got it. Six and an eight. 14 plus...
4.
18.
Why is our mage the one who does the most melee damage?
I'm starting to wonder about
some dice.
Having been nearly fried in the previous battle, he used up all his power to try and save the party by burning the demon. The orc warrior, still the chain, swings at him mightily, missing him. He pops up, swinging his staff, cracking her across the face and through the jaw. even with her armor, she is knocked to zero. Okay.
Jesus.
She was very passionate.
Hey everyone, do you get the feeling that we're all side characters to Quiverwing?
I'm sorry to say that.
Wow.
I'd like to welcome our new Dragon Emperor.
that's a thing.
I light a cigarette.
There's still no cigarettes.
The South Mall guy.
There is now.
I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
If that South Mall guy knows what's good for round. Him.
Okay.
The rest of us light a fire.
Jane?
Who wants s'mores?
I draw Astrid and go after the Sathmog worshiper.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Is there a morale roll or something?
I think we have the bonus.
Everything there he does should be at another bane.
he's got banes.
And I'll whisper to the sword in a language.
You know what? I'll suck next week. Sorry.
You whisper to the sword
in a language that I know no one else speaks here, and I'll tell it that this
in Pelican.
Yes. This one. Look, I spent a lot of time alone. And I'll tell this one worships your enemy. Let's finish him. And I rolled a 20. I have rolled two ones and a 20 in this combat, and I can't push that, right?
Nope.
All right, so I miss.
So you whisper that, and you swing, catching the ground.
The fuck do I care?
It flies off, and you hear in your ear that familiar demon voice. All your enemies. So the sword goes flying away. You know, no more than a...
So I'm standing in front of him without a sword.
Okay. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It really is. It's like the bowling thing where you swing it.
You gotta pay
there in a second, man.
You gotta pay the price. You gotta pay the price for two dragons.
You gotta pay the price for two dragons. All right. Brain.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah.
Do you wish to take any action, Marshall, otherwise with the other?
It's your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and try to pull my knife and try to backstab the other guy. No. I think one whack on Quiverwing was enough for an episode.
Never enough, man. Never enough. You could whack me all night.
So he whacked on Quiverwing earlier. Now he's whacking off Quiverwing.
Look, that time loop got pretty boring.
So I'm going to use backstab and find weak spot. So that's going to basically cancel out my boon for backstabbing. But I should do a lot of damage if it hits. And I rolled a 10. So, yep. Knives do a D8. So I'm going to do 3D8. So 17 points of damage. And can't be dodged or parried. And I think with a weak spot, I think it bypasses armor.
17 points of damage. Look at all his armor. Okay. It's sort of one of those.
What the hell? Well, I'm glad I showed up this week.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's you guys. Nope. Wait, no, dark. No, Chris,
you guys killed the shit out of that paper.
Thank God, I distracted that demon.
That contract was just gone.
Hey guys, did you hear that noise he made when he died? He squeaked.
Just the air leaving his lungs.
Yeah, it was kind of a as he went down. The he just go down. Yeah, the falling crumples. Both of them are down. Uka is struggling to try and they're both a zero anyway. What do you want to do now?
I think Darg would basically kind of go over to where the orc is at and say, hey, let's tie her up. I don't know about this demon worshiper guy.
But I don't know what happened. I don't ask. I know you two dated in the past. That we have bigger things to do. Maybe you two work that out, leave a note or something.
I'm just saying, this is not a killer.
Baylor will just go over and...
Well, that's a little extreme for me. Later. Yeah, I don't want to get in the middle of that.
Here's something to take into account as far as the parties understand. Unlike the orcs in this valley are determined to get the statue back, determined to get the sword, so they can kill the demons, to stop the demons. They just don't trust humans they just don't trust the Daken to pull it off. They believe that because there's so many worshippers are actually human, that they are the reason for it. And the Daken are all aligned together, and they just believe that, it's their job to get this to expunge this valley. They're not directly opposed, but they are opposed. They have their own agenda, but their agenda doesn't align with evil necessarily, but it joins with their own. Now, the worshipper of Sothmog, you pretty much know where he stands.
Well, Baylor.
We're going through his pockets. That's it.
Yeah. Now, Baylor goes over and just kills him. Just runs him through, puts him out of his misery. Goes, you should have made a wiser choice. Like it just right through his heart.
Okay.
And the female will just tie up and seed her wounds, and say things will be fine. People will find you.
Well, we could also just take her back to the scholar.
Oh, yes, we'll take you with us. Sorry, I was rather rude of you.
You want to treat her wounds when we tie her up?
She might actually die out here. That's not very nice.
Yeah.
You two did date.
After a talk and treating boobs and so forth, she is not. She is determined at some point that she needs to get that statue, but she will sue for peace at this moment, but she does not trust. I will let her. I would say she's willing to capitulate, but she cannot beat you at this time.
Well, wait a minute. I'm surprised Karen didn't kill her. She is a Nightkin.
Karen is just saying we should just kill her.
Well, that's just because of your ex-girlfriend, that's all.
I did not date that woman officially.
Well, we'll take their stuff, we'll collect their items, and we'll...
It was just a situationship, is that it?
It was a situationship, and...
The situationship.
And then I was misrepresented, and my brand was ruined.
Well, we're going
to
make our way.
Like, well, guys, when you're done with the rock, why don't you give it to her when you're done with it?
Do we have all the pieces?
He likes soup.
Do we?
Yeah, I think we have all the pieces.
Do you say that out loud in front of her?
No.
Okay, so I'm assuming
if somebody does,
she's
I will hit them with the bow.
And you move away and you talk about the fact that you have the other pieces, but you do have the entire statue.
Good. We need to move.
All full of pieces.
Does Corinne really want her dead?
What?
Does Corinne really want her dead?
No. I just want her left here and not... Well, you know, I don't really want her dead. I just don't care. I don't trust her. I'm thinking she's going to go back and tell her commander.
Would you like the roots of the earth to reach up and entangle her in a tomb?
Well, why are you asking me if she's going to die if you're going to put her in a tomb? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just asking what you want, Corinne.
I'm just saying...
We've been friends for a while now.
I'm just saying that, you know, I don't trust her.
Okay.
The Nightkin cannot be trusted, and she will go and tell her commander, whoever
you,
else
you
is
can
in charge.
Literally entomb her in roots? Like, make a little hut?
Maybe.
You do realize a hut and a tomb are different things.
Well, I'm asking if a hut is like a bungalow on option.
Wait, you can make bungalows of wood? Like wooden bungalows? Well, we have been literally living under the trees at times. We could have been in like wooden bungalows.
No offense, Corinne.
I'm sure you...
If we could put her in with enough room for her to live, and we give her some food and water, it'll take her, you know, maybe a couple of days to get out of there. If we give her a small knife, and then we could be on our way to the mountains in the north.
We are taking her scimitar then.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What about our chainmail?
Sure, if you want, I don't care.
No, I don't want that.
But I'm just thinking like a little small knife for, you know, very slowly cutting.
I'm asking for
roots.
A friend.
Hey, Baylor, is there anything you can do with this chainmail?
I'll take a look at it.
Are you kidding me?
I rolled a dragon.
Nope. It's crap.
It's useless. It's useless to you.
Is it really?
No. As far as you're concerned, yes, in your opinion, that it apparently is useless.
Yeah.
But for them, it might be useful.
Yeah. If not, we can always turn her over to my brother, the scholar, and they can sue for her release at a later time. The Guild of the Book and Candle is quite often a neutral party in negotiations.
Once you get to the edge of town, I guess.
Yeah.
Does Darg need healing?
Darg is, he looks very singed.
Taylor's a little beat up too.
I will spend some points on healing for him. It doesn't quite put me to sleep.
Are we still covered in dragon dung?
Yes. We are still filthy.
All right, I'm going to scrape some of that off and put it in a container.
Oh, what you have on you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wouldn't
that stuff turn to dust by now?
What happens when you roll a demon on a healing roll?
It should, but I am going to be kind and say it's slowly drying and turning into dust. So with some quick action, you can get some actual... you can get some.
So you mean magic? Because healing skill...
Heal wound. I was rolling heal wound and I rolled a 20.
Okay, that's bad.
That's bad. I think you're going to injure magic.
You may have killed him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Is there a table or something, or...?
I believe there is.
That's magical mishaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what do I roll?
D20.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you done your damage. No.
17.
roll me a D6.
Why is everybody laughing?
Just roll me a D6, please.
6.
All right. You curse the healing. Darg looks at you wounded and you... And your glistening feathers split and become brown fur. And your arms elongate into long paws. And the snout seems to pull out from your nose. And then all of a sudden, you cannot speak. And the only thing that comes from your mouth is a roar of a bear. The rest of you see him literally transform into a bear. in front of Dark.
Well, this is different.
Dark, you were kind of on the ground, and there's a bear over you now.
Fucked up. I didn't think that he could get more terrifying, but I was wrong.
Yeah,
Dark, he's been a bear this whole time.
Like, so you have been, you turned yourself into a bear? You cannot speak. Hold
on.
But
the stats on page 99.
Yes, you have the bear stats, but you cannot speak. But you can retain your mental acuity.
Oh, goody!
And we'll try.
Well, this will.
We'll try in the morning and see if you can turn back.
All right, Quiverwing, I will pick up your pants and save them for you if you nod your bear head. Okay. Thank you. Just going to pack that stuff up and back away slowly.
It's a good thing he doesn't like spending the night in the
Balor, air. Balor, you hear Ookla going. Ookla goes, hey, Chase, hey. He doesn't need to heal. He doesn't need to heal me. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll do it. I'm fine. I'll figure it out.
I can try.
No. I'm good. I'm fine.
I got to try this. Am I able to create light? I'll cast light on Siggy's bow.
You can't because you can't speak, and it has a, yeah. Spells all have a spell have a
how
component.
Big is Quiverwing? Could one of us ride him?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, in theory, bears can be ridden. Quiverwing.
Well, we need to move, so let's right. take our bear now.
So Darg will stand up, and he will grasp one of the big paws and shake it and say, "Thank you, Quiverwing. I do feel better."
Every morning I get to roll a d4, and if I roll a 1, I become myself again?
Tomorrow, the next morning.
Tomorrow morning I have a 25% chance of becoming Quiverwing again.
Yes. Magic is a fickle thing.
Okay. Of all spells you cast, this is the first time you rolled a 20, so, I mean...
I mean, of the options, that's probably the best one.
So we're going to leave the orc with the scholar.
With Brother Cantus, yes.
Find the scholar.
Well,
you guys are still haven't gotten to the edge yet, I don't think. I mean, position.
But that was the guy we were talking to before with the road, right?
Brother Cantus, yes. Hi, scholar.
This is a tough life to go through name with such a negative name.
Brother Cantus?
Yes, he should be Brother Candace.
I mean, Matt.
Yeah. I kind of want to be the one who has turned into a bear now.
So,
it might not be a good idea.
Out, you can still see the barrier there that's built, but at the threshold, you do see the tent, and you see Brother Candace running around like he's trying to figure out what's happened.
Brother Cantus! Brother Cantus!
And it stops.
We solved your problem.
Hello, brother.
I've got notes.
Excellent. Excellent. Notes are good. He's looking around you. Oh, that's odd. Well, yes. Wow. You have...
Don't mind the bear. That's actually our mallard friend.
Oh, no.
No, it is.
Is that a symptom of the barrier?
No.
No.
But if it was, that would be ironic wording.
He'll go back and make a note in his tome. Barification not part of barrier.
I'm muting Matt again.
If there's dinner and a fire, I'm sure we could tell you all about the symptoms of the barrier.
Oh, it'll be a... meager fire, but a fire full of knowledge and sharing of ideas and stories.
Oh, can we just start walking?
Yeah, we're moving.
I haven't packed up a thing yet.
Why do you want to start walking? We've had a really rough day. Or week, or month, or year.
How long were we gone?
I lost track.
I'm asking the duck.
Yeah. My guess is maybe... several hours, but the barrier's down now.
Unfortunately,
we did that.
Only several hours.
Maybe?
I'm sorry,
I wasn't paying attention when you left. I should have. Wait, check the book. Ah, yes. You've been gone shaking his timepiece. Well, it's not really a timepiece. It's more like a hourglass. Yes, you've been gone a little about an hour. What is that dust on you?
Oh, that is the remains of dragon dung. But I have a fresh sample, and I'll show him the glass vial.
Interesting.
It's all part of the story.
Do I have...
Yes, of course.
Dragon what? Dung in my fur?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Basically, if you didn't collect any or seal it up, it's all pretty much dried to a powder that has blown off and it's just falling off you.
Oh, thank heavens. I was going to look for a stream.
So,
probably should still get in the stream.
You probably should still get in the stream.
Probably still a little bit of a...
Tea. Yeah, I literally have the flask of fresh dragon. I was like,
shut up, Nathan.
This is what you wanted, yes? Oh, I hold up the flask. I was like, this is what you were looking for, yes? You
said well, that is only part rare. Of it, but yes, it's very rare. We'd replace what is lost, but my goodness, boy. You have definitely done something that's worthwhile of a possible star of gold.
Oh. Oh, next to my name? In the Guildhouse chapter? But what?
Well, yes, of course. Depending on tonight's dissertation, as far as what you've done. I mean, you could have broken the barrier and ruined something, but we don't know yet.
Well, so. While you think we have been gone for an hour, we have been gone for much, much, much longer.
Well, do you have time to sit and discuss?
I think we
eat some food.
I think we could all use a rest here. Yeah. Yeah. Brother's hospitality. Would you be on? We also have this. We also have a. We also have a prisoner who surrendered to us, and we might ask to leave them in your care when we travel on to the north.
Oh, you're going south.
I mean, yes.
West.
North.
Well, it depends on where you're going. If you're going back to outskirts, that's one thing. If you're not. Who knows? But
we'll not discuss that in front
I'm
of the
not a very. I'm not very good at prisoner keeping.
But don't you have a? Don't you? Where are your assistants? You.
Oh, well, you see, there were some budgetary difficulties and travel hazards.
Oh.
Unless, of course, you'd like to stay out as my assistant.
Normally, I.
That's
I would
worth be- like at least several golden stars.
I would be honored normally for a scholar.
You understand
of
it would be a non-paying intern job position.
Aren't they all?
Yes, they are. That's right. Good for doing. Smart, remembering. Good memory, young man. Fantastic.
Unfortunately, my duties lie elsewhere.
Yes, of course. Well, if you want to leave the prisoner with me, it's probably not the best idea if you expect him to stay incarcerated. I'm not particularly good at it. I'm not a good martial person, but I definitely will enlighten them on the ways of the world and the error of their path. But you can stay for dinner.
Everyone, is that okay?
I'm good with that.
I would like to rest my weary, sore bones by a fire.
He goes, and there's been this creature who's been hunting the hills. but I think we should be fine. As long as you throw an occasional piece of meat out there. Pretty odd for a donkey, but, you know, odd times.
All right, we'll take a rest and I'll...
It'll keep him from being flagellant in your direction. That's what I found.
Yeah, stay away from turnips.
Oh, yes. So, your eyes can take a full shift rest here, I guess, if you want to. You can talk to the mallard, talk to the scholar about your adventures. He will record what you tell him. He will ask many questions about who you encountered, the names of people. And because you went through repeated cycles of going through the town of Blackridge, he is literally able to get a very good idea of who lived there and how they lived just prior to the very end of construction. As far as his questions with Cato, he's a bit dismayed when he finds out the nature of the sorcerer and his experimentations, but is still curious as far as what you do know. And Dane, he will take particularly care of going over details of what you recall. But considering your situation at times, you know, some things are forgotten, and you often lose track of what we're talking about. But yeah, he gets there eventually, but as recorded. And he does make a promise after writing and filling a letter and sealing with wax, with his seal, of having a gold star put by your name in the scrolls back at home, as well as a certificate that you will take with you.
And also, before it gets dark, you should go look for Astrid.
I've picked her up.
I'm assuming you picked her up. Yeah. The next morning,
When you actually say that, he looks really, really sad. Like, honest to God, sad.
Who's Astrid?
And he looks at the It'll sword. Okay, he looks at the sword on his hip, and he's like, "I'm barely worthy to carry her now."
No, my friend, you're more than worthy.
You lost your grip after fighting a demon. You're fine. Did charge that well. One time. At least that's what I saw before I got incinerated. No worries.
It happens to every warrior sometimes. It's okay.
I mean, I missed
what
twice.
He said.
It was horrible.
The wise bear.
So, eventually, you'll change from being a bear. Elder Mage. Could you tell us, our friend changed himself into a bear?
Not a mage, I'm a scholar.
He's a scholar.
Oh, sorry, scholar.
I can tell you what I know about that kind of thing, if I let me just see. Well, based on what I know, and based on Ragathim's transformations of animalist, I believe it is a build-up of mana energy that has been released, and there is a thorn dispression that occurs when there's not enough thorns to pull it all the way off. It sometimes backlashes and goes back and regurgitates another spell from before that you either did or was cast near you and does that.
Sound like the guy from In Living Color.
Indeed, yeah.
So he basically needs to clean out his system.
Yes, probably needs prunes and maybe some turnips. Of those green mushrooms. No turnips. But in the bear state, I'm not really sure that's appropriate. I think he should eat whatever he wants to, because he's a bear.
I'm not telling him no.
I'm going to wander over to a stream. See if I can get myself some dinner.
Fish out some salmon.
All right.
I'll get some berries from my bear friend.
So, he doesn't really have much in the way of food. He has some food, but not a whole lot that he can share. But if you want to do some bushcraft hunting, well, that is no particular problem. I am not going to have us go through those particular roles tonight. We'll just simply say that you had a successful evening hunting, finding a fish, finding berries, finding a few cornies to cook over the fire, and you eat well. The next morning, Quivering will make his roll to see if he...
Let me do it now?
Sure.
Right, so just before you make your roll, Tim, I think Darg would definitely snuggle up next to the bear for warmth at night. It's just no bedding.
It's like you do wake up in the morning and there's Darg.
Yeah.
In the morning, and in the morning, it's like, yes, they do shit in the woods.
So who's the little spoon?
Darg.
Yeah.
Darg. Yes.
Look, even if it was Quivering in his natural form, he's going to be the little spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it might be fun, Malcolm, you roll it. Roll the d4.
Right. And a bear you remain.
Okay.
So, but you've had a full rest, everyone. You've gotten your some healing that has occurred, and we'll put back in the morning. Scholar Kantos drops several different sort of like tablets into the fire, which sends up a plume of white smoke and then followed by a plume of dark blue smoke.
Oh, okay.
Well, what was that for?
It was a signal to tell my staff that they can come up now and get me.
Who are your staff?
Like, people you know? Or what do you mean?
I mean, are they... Any particular group, mercenaries,
High scholar such as himself would be outfitted with no less than at least 12 junior scholars such as myself, then some middling scholars, and even some of the higher range scholars would all serve under him.
You never sent anybody else in there looking for anything, did you?
Well, inside the barrier?
Yes.
An elder woman, perhaps?
I didn't send anybody. The elder woman you described... Most interesting. I will have to go back and check on the notes on that one. The cloak sounds very familiar, and the bow, as he looks over at Sig.
I am curious as how the Dwarven King escaped.
Who's to say that he did? The Dwarven hero, he may have somehow died in there.
But his legend lived on after.
He had his legend before he entered there. Those, the actual adventures you depict are legends he had prior to disappearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were before. I thought they were after. Okay.
Sadly, they were before. But the thing is, the mural should still be there.
Is the... That's actually a good question. Is the bubble in which time didn't pass still there?
No. You guys go back. The monument is still there, carved in the mountain. It looks a bit much more worn than you recall. Like literally, it's had over 700 years of wear and tear upon it by nature, but it is still there. The time bubble is not there, though. No.
That's a relief.
Oh, well, we should move on.
But, depending on how long you guys stay there, maybe.
No, we need to move on.
How much do you heal when you sleep all night in this game?
You heal everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shift rest. Rest one shift and heal all hit points, willpower, and conditions. Yeah, it's a full shift rest.
That's what you guys are doing.
Okay.
Conditions except
unless you have a critical injury, there's different,
or you turn yourself into a bear,
or you're a bear, yeah. Right?
Or you're a bear, or
you're a bear.
I'll go on the ground in front of Baylor, and I'll scratch into the ground. One time chance, go grab a saddle.
Baylor goes running for saddle. Do we have any saddle? There's a saddle here.
Well, here's the sad part, Ben.
I could tell this would be an amazing tale.
There's a great deficiency of saddles.
How about Miserable Beast?
No, Miserable Beast, he's been, well, you did see him around about, well, if you were up during the witching hour, you did see him pop around the camp in a menacing way with his glowing eyes.
Miserable Beast.
He was preparing some skulls for an enchantment.
Trotting around. Damn it. And for those of you who don't recall, he did dump your entire pack at the edge of the thing by the barrier, true. So you're probably going to go pick that up.
So there's no saddles.
But there's no saddles. No one rides the Miserable Beast.
Thank you, Quivel Ring, but alas.
I'll scratch into the ground. Okay, go ahead.
I jump, scroll up.
You can just ride bareback.
Yeah, just hold on and go.
God damn it, Matt.
There it is. It's right there.
Can somebody harm him? Somebody do physical harm to him.
I can't judge him for that. This is awesome.
All right. I'll run. I'll run as fast and as hard as I can.
I'm going to fall off. I'm going to try and hold on.
I lean into brains and say, this must be just side effects from their tryst inside the time.
My goodness, the thrill. And I fall off.
Possibly.
I'll growl a couple of times while we're running.
I stay on for a bit, but there's no way I'm going to stay on a bear rolling for a while.
Well, with the bear's help, it shouldn't be that hard.
I can see it.
See if that's a skill.
They're running ahead in the distance, and then you just see like Baylor just like
flying off.
There's no skill for it.
There's a riding skill. Yeah.
Oh, there's a riding skill. Mine's horrible.
Yeah, but with a compliant sentient mount, I'll be fine.
Just one paw holding you on.
Yeah, I'd actually make the riding roll in a boom, right. But yeah.
It's just one paw holding you on.
Nope. Oh, shit.
I'll just grab him with one hand and I'll run with it.
This'll do. It held like a football.
Gentlemen. The party has completed its long quest in finding all four pieces of the statuette of the Dragon Emperor that is necessary to possibly open a hidden chamber somewhere in Outskirt. Because of that, I would like to reward everyone with a heroic ability.
Well, let's just say thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Nice game.
Thanks, everybody. I am just surprised you guys didn't die.
and you know who takes over an Outskirt?
Yes, and I will be turning over the GM reins to Nathan for the Outskirt's adventures.
Oh, good.
As we deal with the
I miss Corinne's slanderous talk about that. Yeah.
All right, for advancement, please make note of the dragons and demons, as you said. But for everyone else beyond that, did you participate in the game session.
Yes.
Did you explore a new location?
No. Well, technically we did. We went technically the ruin.
Yeah,
the ruins. What do you think?
Thinking no, but you know, I mean, it is new to you because it wasn't ruins before. Is it fine?
Yes.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Unfortunately,
Tried to,
but we failed. We
tried just burning the contract, hoping it wouldn't come to a fight.
No, we failed.
Yeah, I guess we failed on that.
And did you give in to your weakness?
Oh, yes.
No, I didn't this week.
Not. Actually, yeah, we did. I did sleep outside.
Mm-hmm. You did.
You sure did.
You did sleep outside.
Nope. Nobody lies to Darg.
Wait, I thought I did.
No, we did. We did last week when we told you that there was soup at the tower.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, they did tell you there was soup at the tower, and then they tell you once there was pie. You could have the pie after the patrol was done, which is a lie.
Yeah, we lied to you all the time.
But no one did it specifically in this particular adventure. I remember. Right.
Can I go first since I have to wake up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So do I.
Yeah,
so I'm going after you.
All right, I win though because I said it first. Staves, since I rolled a dragon.
The whacking?
Dragon on the whacking.
Ooh,
I actually rolled a 16. So I made it. I have it at 15. So that's
Yeah, I think you guys, we are all just NPCs in his prison, you know.
Nice.
Quivering in friends.
Come on, man.
Feel 16, bad. 16 stabs, kill, good God.
You're hurting me.
I almost never use this.
Well,
but
I mean,
it's far higher than most of you can ever achieve.
The demon that I did on animism doesn't count because I already have it at 18. So there's that. Anyway.
Puerto Chico.
I'm going to do Beast Lore, which I did not get anything for. I'm going to do Writing because now I have new insight into writing.
Ooh. Just barely. I have it at 7. I rolled an 8. So I've got new
appreciation for what the donkey goes through.
No one rides a donkey. It's just the worms.
I'm going to do swimming. Failed. And I'm going to do sneaking. Oh, I made it. Sneakins goes up by one.
Oh, I gotta open. Shit. Okay.
Open.
All done, Tim?
I'm all done.
All right, I'll go. I got 4. So first I'll do spot hidden because I rolled that. I got a 16 and rolled a demon. So it goes up to 17. All right. Next I'll roll my sword skill, which is a 16 because I use that. And I rolled a 15. Failed. Next, I'll roll Persuasion, which is a 6. Roll a 12. That goes up to 7. And last one I will roll is Writing, because I tried it tonight. That's at a 5. And I rolled an 18. So it's now a 6, and now I'm done. You taught me something. I thank you. That's the only reason I'm doing that. And I'm going to call tonight, guys. See you.
Hey, happy
John. 5. Thank you. Thank you.
Want me to go? I got 3. All right. Well, I'm going to actually try hammers because he swung a hammer. I got a 16 on my 15, so I go up, right? Yep.
Yes.
So
that's. Then does I forget that you actually have a weapon?
I know. It's the fighter finally swung. And then I'm going to roll for evade because he thought about trying to evade the demon, but he didn't. And I don't beat it. And for the last one, I'm going to try to get myths and legends because although Dart fell asleep through a lot of the long descriptions, he may have picked up a couple things along the way. So I have a 5 in it now and I have now a 6. So Dart did pick up a couple tidbits along the way. That's
what was the other one? You picked up hammers?
I got hammers and I got myths and legends. And I did pick mine already. I picked defensive. That gives me the ability to parry
as an additional action during a combat round.
Nice.
Cost willpower though, right? Yeah.
Sure.
That's he was right. level 8.
Turned into a bear.
That's probably the best you could do, literally, the bear.
Nice.
It's Hammerzeit.
Tim, what were the ones you had to go up once Nathan's done? What were the ones you had go up once Nathan's done? Saves. That was the other one. Okay. Me?
Tier, right?
Yeah, me and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tim.
Go ahead, guys.
Tim, Chris, you want to go first or you want me to?
Go first. I'm still picking.
All right. Well, the dragon I rolled in bows, I guess, doesn't matter because I have an 18 there. So.
Yeah, goes away.
I'll roll the dragon I had in sword, or the demon I had in swords. And yeah, that goes up. Goes from a 13 to a 14. Spot Hidden was the other dragon. I have a 16. And I rolled a 2, so that does not go up. I have 3 points to go on this one. I'm going to try Evade. I have a 17. I rolled a 19.
Nice.
All right.
So that brings me to another heroic ability. Wow. Awesome. Okay. Good. Good. Good roll. I have two more. I'm going to try languages. I have a 14. I rolled an 18. So that brings me to 15. Okay. Good. And the last one, I am going to try sneaking. I have a 13. I rolled an 8. So. All right, that's it for me.
Okay, I'm going to start with the bushcraft, which I have a 15, and I get a 20.
Nice.
All right, next up is hunting and fishing, which I have a 14. I get an 11. No, it's not there. Knives, which I have a 17. Get a 14. And swords, where I have an 8. I get a 6. Mediocre.
All right. Well, we went up with something. Well, awesome, guys.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast. And you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corrigan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the mallard mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.